Hello and welcome to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, where we are encouraging the everyday mom to pursue her dreams and discover her own greatness. Hey, cool mamas, this is Sheila and you are listening to episode 16 of the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast. Hey, ladies, how are you? I hope you're good. I hope life is treating you well. I hope you're feeling good. Health is good. Family is good. But I'm back today with another fresh episode. I hope you guys enjoyed my last episode, which was kind of my rant on motherhood currently for me and how unpredictable motherhood is and how I'm getting through it and some of the things that I'm learning. And today is more about the lessons that I have learned through motherhood. And I want to talk to you guys about that today. But before we get to that, I want to remind you guys that if you have any questions or ideas for future podcast topics, if I can think today, email me at keepyourcoolmama@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at Keep Your Cool Mama. I have a Facebook account at Keep Your Cool Mama as well. I'm trying to do better about posting on there, but you can also follow me there. More to come on Facebook. And, just always remember to share and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to it on. And please share with any mom that you think could benefit from the content that I'm creating. I really appreciate you guys. So let's get into today's topic. Now, while being a mother is challenging, I have found it to be an extremely rewarding experience. The journey of motherhood has required an enormous amount of growth for me, as I'm sure it has for you as well. But because of this growth, I have learned so much about myself and what I'm capable of as a woman. But before I became a parent, I thought that motherhood would be all about me taking care of small humans and getting them prepared for adulthood, you know, the common things, right? And I didn't really dig deep as far as what I know now. But little did I know that they would teach me more lessons, and the motherhood aspect of it would teach me more lessons than I could have ever learned on my own in life. And I have learned countless lessons and continue to learn more lessons through motherhood every single day, I promise you. And I just want to share four of those lessons with you today. Just four. There are many, but I'm going to share four with you today. So the first lesson that I have learned is having patience with myself. Being a mom of three boys requires me to have a high level of patience if I desire to remain sane. If you have boys, you know what I mean? It's something about the boy aspect or patience. Well, of course, being a mom of girls, because I've been a girl before, you have to have patience with girls too. But I have three boys, so that requires a special kind of patience. And now, don't get me wrong, I still lose my patience here and there, but definitely not as much as I used to in the beginning. I'm learning, I'm growing. And I've learned how beneficial it is to my boys' growth when I stay patient. So here's the lesson. I need to give myself the same courtesy of patience that I give my boys. Growth is a process regardless of how old you are. Growth happens in all stages of life. And I would often desire growth in different areas of my life and not noticing any change. Truth is, my impatience was causing me to be inconsistent, which was not a healthy environment for growth and change to happen. So once I mastered the art of being patient with myself, it changed everything for me. I now see my growth as a process and not something that should be rushed. Rushing has seemed to be something that I did in every part of my life. Got to do this, got to do that, got to get to the next thing. What's next? What's next? But when we have that type of mentality, we miss out on the lessons. So I found it very beneficial in my own personal growth to remain patient with myself. The same, like I said, the same courtesy I give my boys is the same courtesy that I should give myself, same love I should give myself. So number one is patience. I've learned patience with me and my growth. Number two is slow down and enjoy the moment. This goes back to the rushing part, right? Now, my boys have grown so fast. Oh my gosh. Like it seems like just yesterday I had Malik. He's 13 now, and that's blowing my mind. And it's honestly hard to keep up with how rapidly it's happening. It's like every single time I blink, 5 years passes by. Sometimes in parenting, we get so busy trying to keep our kids safe and well taken care of that we forget to just stop and take in the moments that won't last forever. I mean, they're small and under our care for only so long that if we don't capture those moments, we'll miss them. So I finally discovered the beauty in slowing down and smelling the roses. You've heard of that saying, right? I now take this concept and practice it in my own personal growth journey. And it is amazing. I often feel rushed and pushed to finish one thing, like I said before, and go to the next thing as quickly as possible. But it just doesn't work like that when it comes to self-work. I had to stop treating my growth as something on my to-do list. Now, granted, I can have desires and goals for the type of woman that I want to be, but there's a certain type of evolution that happens when you're growing. And some things will take longer than others. And it's not something that you're like, oh, I'm there. Okay, time to move to the next thing. You know, you just can't think about it like that. And for so long, I would think about it like that. And it wasn't helpful to me or my growth. So I had to, become more relaxed and just let the growth happen through intentionality, consistency, and patience. And it changed everything for me. I started to notice huge changes in my life gradually as they happened. And it's been amazing, I can't say. This allows me to pay closer attention to what works, what doesn't work for me. It leaves room for me to celebrate my growth and be proud of how far I have come on this journey. Because how often do we grow and change and we move to the next thing and then we're critical of ourselves and we don't take time to say, girl, you really have grown tremendously. That's amazing. And it should be celebrated. Every milestone, no matter how small, no matter how big, needs to be celebrated. Yesterday, actually, my oldest son, we were having a conversation as a family about something. I can't remember exactly the conversation, but what I do remember is my 13-year-old saying, Mommy, you have grown a lot. That made me stop and say, wow, I really have. And for my son to notice it, I mean, that's a whole nother story as far as when they notice the things that you can get better at. And then when they notice that you're getting better at it, and for him to say it means that it has really had an impact on his life. Because when I change the way I approach parenting changes, and for him to notice that meant everything to me. And that gave me a moment to just stop and celebrate my growth. So I really appreciated that. And it just gave me that nudge to remember always just stop and look at the things that you've written in your journals, Remember the conversations that you have had with God in prayer or your friends and your family, and think about where you are now and self-reflect and understand, like, wow, you are really moving in the direction that you really desire to go in when you started this journey. So that has been awesome. So remember, as I recap, I'm going over the steps again. So number two, slow down and enjoy the moment. And I'm telling myself that now as I recap with you guys. Slow down and enjoy the moment. Number three, I can do anything when I work hard and stay focused. Now, I don't have enough fingers to count how many times I have given my sons the "you can do anything you put your mind to" speech. Like all the other lessons I have learned through motherhood, I started applying that same concept to my own life. So many times I would start and quit without finishing. Drove me crazy. I get like that sometimes still, and it still drives me crazy when I start something and I don't finish it. But in those times when I pushed myself through and completed the task that seemed impossible, I realized that hard work plus focus equals success. Showing my boys and telling them has always been the best teacher when I put those two together. When I practice what I preach, I am ultimately illustrating what perseverance looks like, right? So when I tell them, you can do anything, you can be anything, I'm not just telling them for them. I'm reminding myself of those same things. And a lot of the times I've noticed that when I have those conversations with my boys, because I do have those conversations with them often, when I have those conversations with them, I notice something within me that is nudged again that says, are you believing that for yourself? What haven't you been believing for yourself? What aren't you working hard on and staying focused on? Because while you're telling them this, are you telling yourself this and illustrating this in your own life? Just like marriage has placed a mirror in front of me, motherhood has done the same thing for me, but in a way where it makes me want to do the things that I tell them. While I tell them a lot of the things that I have experienced in life, there are some things that I tell them as their mom that I want them to do better at that I have not yet mastered, or that took me a long time to get there. But also, it gives me the chance to remember the things that I'm not doing that I said I wanted to do, so that I can work hard and stay focused. And I want to remind you guys of that same thing. Whatever it is that you want to do in life that you haven't yet accomplished, work hard and stay focused, because it's possible. And I'm sure you're telling your little ones or your big little ones the same thing. When you tell them that, remember that you're talking to yourself too. And you're reminding yourself, because sometimes we can get down on ourselves and forget it for ourselves. And we think that we're just trying to make them better, like I said, than we were when we were their age. But that's a whole life lesson right there, to work hard and stay focused. And the last lesson, this will be a pretty quick episode, ladies. I'm not going to hold you long. The last lesson that I'll discuss with you guys today, because I think I'm going to have another episode where I discuss this a little further, because I've learned so many things through being a mom, is that children are introspective, wise, and inspiring. Now, if I'm honest, I never expected to learn so much from my children. I came into motherhood as a 21-year-old, a young 21-year-old woman, thinking that I would do all the teaching and my children would do all the learning and listening, right? Wrong. All wrong. They're not the only ones that need to learn something, right? Over the years, I've become intentional about having honest human conversations with all three of my boys on a regular basis. Even my five-year-old drops gems on me that I was not expecting. And I'm like, what? Where did that come from? But you know what? Let me write that down. You have a point. He does that to me often, and I appreciate it. And through conversation and active listening, I've learned so much from my children. So much. So often, parents are quick to tell children to not speak and just listen because we believe that as adults, we are the only wise ones here. Now, while there is a time for children to listen and learn, children have an unguarded and unrestricted way of thinking that most adults just don't utilize. Most of us monitor what we say before we say it. Most of us put a restriction on what's possible and what's not possible. But children just have a way of just being free with their thoughts and their opinions. Now, yes, as adults, we are wiser because we have experienced more and we have been living longer, right? However, we can still learn from each other in so many ways. We can learn from our children. They say a lot of things that, quite frankly, make sense. I mean, think about it. As you teach your children, they are gaining knowledge. They are absorbing everything that you're teaching them, whether it's good or bad. They're learning. So the good, I'm sure we're all like intentionally teaching our kids good things, good values, good morals, the good way of living and how to treat people, how not to treat people. They're soaking all of that stuff in. They eventually start using that knowledge as they understand it. So why would we think that they do not have wise thoughts and knowledge to share? Why would we even think that? We're teaching them good things. It's like we almost teach them things thinking that they're not going to put them into use until they're adults, which kind of, there are some things that you really don't understand until you've lived longer and you've had certain experiences. But there are some things that you're teaching your children from the time that they're babies all the way up until teenage years that they start to put into practice with how they treat people and what they think and how they think it is based on not just the friends that are around them and the television, but a lot has to do with your parenting that you provide to them. So once they start understanding it, they start using it. And we need to realize that they have wise thoughts that they want to share with us. And my boys inspire me every day. Listening to their thoughts, their dreams, and aspiration, it gives me an extra push to give life everything I have. And I'll just use my 13-year-old as an example. All three of my boys inspire me, but for the sake of time, I'll use my oldest. He is 13 years old. Like I said in the last episode, he has his YouTube channel, The Ultimate Sports TV. Shameless plug. And the way he goes about thinking about how he wants to, where he wants to take it in the long run, how he wants to do it, and seeing him put those plans into motion and seeing him building those blocks that will all lead to where he ultimately and where God ultimately desires for him to be in life. That inspires me. It inspires me to do better and to be better. And looking at him using the knowledge that myself and my husband has shared with him, it's amazing to see it come together the way that it has. And he just, the way he's pushing forward, even through all of the problems that may arise, and seeing him push through and us being able to help him through that stuff, it's inspiring. And yes, I'm his mom, but I'm still growing and I'm still changing every day. And all three of them, my middle son, his loving spirit and how he expresses himself, and his ability to just articulate his feelings is amazing to me. And I'm inspired by that. I am inspired by my 5-year-old who I said drops the gems. He drops the gems, y'all. He drops them on us, his parents, and his brothers. He's like 5 going on 55. However, the way he loves on his mommy, he gives me a million hugs and a million kisses a day. He knows just when I need it. He gives it to me even when it seems like I don't want it. And the way he loves people, regardless of just the way he gives love, inspires me. And it inspires me to give it right back to all of them. And I know that comes from how he is loved, but they just all inspire me in so many different ways. And the way they think and how they're going about life, I'm proud. I'm very proud. So that's lesson number 4. Children are introspective, wise, and inspiring. And I'm just learning to just pay attention to them and tune in to their worlds and their minds on a daily basis, because there is always something to learn from with your children. Please, if you have some lessons that you have learned from your children, please share them with me. If you have, again, if you have any questions, advice that you want, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. Have a conversation with me at keepyourcoolmama@gmail.com. And again, you can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at Keep Your Cool Mama. And I love you guys. And I can't wait until we meet again, talk to you guys again. And you guys have a good evening. Bye-bye. Let you go. Seriously, before I let you go, please subscribe and leave a review with 5 stars if this podcast is inspiring you and helping you to grow. Let's spread the positivity so that we are visible to other mamas out there trying to find her own greatness. And if you need some advice or guidance regarding your own personal growth while tackling motherhood, please email me at keepyourcoolmama@gmail.com. Love you guys.